Welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earle. Today we're switching it up a little bit. We're back home in New Jersey. This is my dog Luna Bear. She's the cutest. I'm at my mom's house right now, but it feels so good to be back home. And I want you guys to see what life in Jersey is like for me, meet my family.
Gotcha.
I desperately needed to come home for the holidays. I'm having like a little bit of a crisis right now because I'm loving being back so much. And maybe it's just because I've had a chaotic month, but I'm like texting my friends. I'm like, wait, should I move back to New Jersey? Like, should I just move back in home with my family? And they're like, Alex, you would lose your mind. But being home has just been so nice for me. I'm loving every second of it. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Ki Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Ki was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Ki always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Ki's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Ki's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at ki.com. That's Quay.com. So I grew up in New Jersey, specifically Monmouth County, New Jersey, which is like central Jersey. So it's like in the middle. I would say not too north, not too south, but right by the beach. And you guys may have seen the show Jersey Shore with like Snooki and Pauly D. That's like 20 minutes south of me. So that's called Seaside. And like we would literally go there for like after proms and stuff. That's a whole nother part of New Jersey there. But I am a Jersey girl at heart. I love the people here. I love the food here. I like being here. Sometimes I don't really love the winters. But Jersey girls, they're just a breed of their own. A little crazy. A lot of fun. And I don't live too far from New York City, so growing up, a lot of the times we would take a train and like go out in the city in high school. And this, where I'm at right now, is my mom's house. And this isn't the house that I grew up in. It's like 10 minutes from here, but we moved out of that like 2 summers ago. So that's where I grew up, with like my mom, my dad, my sister Ashton, and then my parents got divorced and my dad moved like 30 minutes north of here in a town called Red Bank, and that's where I went to high school. And my mom moved here to Point Pleasant. So it's like a 30-minute drive back and forth between my parents' house, which isn't too bad, but I feel like anyone who has divorced parents can relate. You're like going back and forth between houses, like packing a weekend bag. I only had like pajamas ever, maybe at my dad's house, and I literally did it this morning. I packed up my suitcases, left my dad's house, came here. But on today's episode, I am gonna sit down with my mom. I want her to talk to you guys about me. She's probably gonna like shit on me and say that I'm crazy and a mess, so just be prepared. But my mom is really like my best friend. We're so similar. So I feel like that will be fun for you guys to get to meet her. And then we're going to meet my little siblings a little bit. You're going to meet my stepmom and my dad. I've been here for Thanksgiving week. So going out for Thanksgiving Eve, we all went to NFL Man's football game yesterday, which was a lot of fun. That was like the first football game my family's ever been to. They know nothing about sports, which you will see in this episode. Just wait. Right now, I'm going to run over to Hazel Boutique, which is where I used to work. That's where this sweat set is from. I worked there from like sophomore year of high school until sophomore year of college, and they're the best. I really miss them. I haven't seen them in a minute, so I'm going to go stop over there, say hi. Let me know, but I feel like that would be funny if I did a segment there where they tell you guys how Big Al was as an employee and at work. And when they first met me, I was super shy, so I feel like we have a lot of funny stories together. So maybe Christmas break when I come home, we'll record with them, the Hazel Boutique girls. But yeah, I've been pretty emotional this week. I don't know what has gotten into me. I've just been loving being home, and I've also been having a crisis where I don't know if I want to live in Miami anymore, and I don't even like to say that out loud because I've only really been thinking this for the past like week or two, but I kind of want to move. And not that I don't love Miami, I do love Miami and like love the warm weather and I love all my friends there, but I feel like I've lived there for 4 or 5 years now, and I kind of like know everything there. I know everyone there, and it doesn't feel as much of like a big city feel to me anymore. Like, I like to feel lost, I like to feel lost in the sauce, have no idea what's going on. And it feels to me there like I know it a little bit too well. Like, it's too comfortable. I want to like be uncomfortable again, if that makes any sense. It probably doesn't, but I want to be like out of my comfort zone. I get bored with things always. Like, I am such an antsy person. I always like to like challenge myself and try different things. And I don't know, but maybe I'm just like going crazy right now. So I have no idea if this is actually like a real thought in my head or if I'm just like going crazy. I would like to go to New York. I love New York, but the winters are so brutal and like I really don't like the cold weather, so I don't know if I would do New York. LA, I mean, California in general is like so pretty. I don't know if I would like LA. Like, I don't know if I would like fit in there or if I would like the people there or the scene there. That to me feels very scary and like I would get sucked into this like Hollywood world. But I'm also just being dramatic right now, so I'm not really sure. Can you guys tell me where I should live? Or maybe I'll just like hop around every few months. I don't know. I do love Miami though. It's so funny though, because when I went to college, the first second that I stepped into my dorm room, I was like, I'm never going home. I never want to go back to New Jersey. I never once got homesick in college. Like, going home for the holidays was so upsetting to me. I never wanted to be home. And now, like, going home, I feel like as you get older and stuff, like, Thanksgiving, it wasn't, like, that important to me. But, like, now family time and just being around people who feel, like, normal is just so refreshing. I feel like a lot of the times I'm out or going to events with people and, like, the only conversations that you're having over and over again are, like, what event are you going to after this? What after party? Or, like, who styled you? What designer are you wearing? Or who did your glam for this? Like, it's just so superficial at times. And not that it's anyone's fault. Like, no one knows each other and everyone's just trying to make small talk and talk about what they can. But it's just been so nice being home and, like, seeing people from high school who are literally just like, hey, what's up? Like, remember when we did this or that? And just, like, refreshing. So I've just been loving this Jersey moment and being home, and it's really felt so comforting to me. And there's something so special about going home and being back in your parents' house of just, I don't know, feeling like a kid again and having them take care of you. And last Christmas I got sick and I laid in bed and like just having my mom like put a towel on my head. It's so nice. I'm gonna go hop back over to where I used to work, and then my mom's getting ready right now. We're gonna sit down. She's a little nervous, so she was like, maybe we could do like a mommy mimosas segment so we can have mimosas while we podcast. It's just very on brand. She's like, Alex, I'm way too nervous to get on there and talk. I need a glass of champagne. So we're gonna sit down with the woman who birthed Big Al, and she's definitely where I get my crazy from. You guys will see. So this should be a fun one. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. the crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. Here she is, our special guest.
Oh boy.
My mother.
Hello.
Welcome to Hot Mess, Mom.
Thank you.
This is the one who created the hot mess.
I did.
We wanted to have mimosas on this segment because we thought it could be fun, like mother and mimosas, but we forgot orange juice, so we're just going to be having champagne.
Woo! Okay.
All right. Okay. Look, look, look. Pour them up.
Glock, glock, glock. Uh-oh. You have to tip the champagne glass to the side so you don't make the bubbles come out the top.
Cheers. This is my mother. And I guess you probably know me better than anyone.
I do. I feel like lately I don't know you at all, though. I haven't seen you.
I know.
I miss you.
So this is good to come home. But I feel like... How would you describe me as a child or growing up?
Well, as a little child, a baby, you were perfect, close to perfect. She was an angel child, smart, cute, sweet. And you were just smart and friendly, and then she became a
little... And then what happened?
I don't know. Then you turned 9? And you became a little devilish. You just walk up to your sister and... slap her across the face or hit her across the head with a curling iron, or you'd kick me in the head if I came after you. So she was a little crazy, but she's calmed down a little bit since she's moved out.
I thought we weren't going to make me look like a bitch.
I thought you wanted me to tell the truth. Do you want to know like what you were like in high school?
Yeah.
As a daughter, as a child, as...
I don't know. Well, what intel does Mama Alex have?
You were like the leader of the pack without being the leader of the pack. You like to initiate, like, plan every party, plan every outfit for every event that was going on, and plan every event. Let's do this.
You would never let me have parties in high school, but then I would always convince her to let me have them. I would be like, Mom, I
promise.
It would
take months... for like a special occasion, like a birthday, for her to wear down. It's just going to be a couple people. But no, I didn't want parties at my house. I was single mom at home. You kids were underage. You said you were not going to be drinking, but I knew that that was not true. And yeah, there was... You broke
it's
me
okay,
down.
You can speak.
You broke me down a few times.
Yeah. If my birthday, well, my birthday is in December, so I would start planning the begging for a birthday party in like August, and it would be like a hard no in August, like it's not happening. In September, it was like, no, it's not happening, but like she didn't scream as much about it. Then by the time we got to like October, she was like, you know what, maybe, we'll see what your father says, maybe. And then by November, it was like, I'm not sure. And even up until the night of the party, we were never sure if it was going to happen. But I was like, Mom, they're all coming over, so we have to say yes. And then...
And then I'd say they could come for a little bit, and I'd literally order 100 pizzas.
Yeah. She would try to, like, turn fingers. The lights on at the
I'd
party.
I'd have a lot of food, so everybody would eat. I was shoving food and giving them napkins.
Yeah. But really...
And then trying to kick everybody out.
Yeah. She would come and kick everyone out, and I was like, Mom, the party's not over yet. She would dance with us a little bit.
Sometimes.
But I think... You guys lost trust in me for having parties when I was in like 7th or 8th grade when I had our whole entire county over at my house.
Yeah, that started with, Mom, I'm going to have a small party. I said, I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea. We had a pool in the backyard. I just wasn't sure what was going on. I'm just going to have some friends over from a couple of different schools. What?
I mean, I just wanted to have this, like, summer party. This is, like, if you ask my parents about Alex's big party, they are going to bring up this day, and they'll never let me live it down.
So I said, finally, she broke me down to have the party, and I spoke to her dad. Her dad said he wasn't coming. I said, I need, like, some help. I'm a little afraid.
She needed backup.
I'm a little afraid. Then I started getting, the day before, calls from other parents saying, do you know what's going on? Do you know how many people are going to be at your house? It's...
Well, that's because she took my phone away and or like my iPad away or something. So I was like, well, I don't know how to invite people to this party because I don't have any means of inviting people. So I had one of my friends. I was like, hey, could you invite people for me? And I'm pretty sure I also, like, maybe went on her phone and, like, logged into Twitter and, like, tweeted out my house address. So I was like, hey, guys, having this massive party at my house. And I'm in, like, 7th or 8th grade at this
point. She was in, just graduated 8th. Were you going into 8th grade?
No, I think I was going into 8th grade.
I think she was going into 8th grade.
So, like I was having the Project
X. Going into high school.
Yeah. I was having the Project X party. And we accidentally invited, like, 500 people.
So when the parents started calling me, I called her father and I said, listen, she's doing this. You have to come over and help me because I know I'm going to have to call the police on myself to get these people out of my house. So he shows up. It's not going to be a big deal. I said, I'll get food, whatever. Kids started showing up in Ubers outside the house and her father's outside looking out the window. Going, who the hell is this? This kid's taller than I am. These big boys. I don't know where they were coming from.
Big boys.
He runs out on the lawn, starts questioning people as they're walking in, mind you.
I was like so embarrassed because when you're having a party and you're young, you're like, stop, like, parents, get away. And I was trying to be like so cool having this party. No one was even drinking though because we were so young. Like, everyone was just happy to, like, I was just happy to, like, be around boys. It was, like, so cool that we could all just, like, hang out together.
Well, I think some people snuck some stuff in.
Maybe. I would say you were a pretty cool mom. I think she was a cool mom. She's certified.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
How am I now? You wouldn't know.
You're a cool mom.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Alex.
Oh. Why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up?
Oh, I'm from a suburb of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
I was a Green Bay Packer fan. Still am. And now I'm a little bit of a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
And where, I don't know, I grew up in a nice little suburb area. City of Milwaukee's small, but not far from Chicago, like an hour away. But still a nice little city. Started off in University of Minnesota, then transferred to a small school down in Boca Raton. And then I ended up in New Jersey because I took a job after college in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am.
Here you are, the shining star, Miss Alyssa. How did you come up with the name Alex?
So, I don't know. I like the name... I like the sound of the name Alex, and I did not like the name Alexandra at the time because there was a show on TV. What was it called? I can't remember. But there was a girl named Lexi, and I didn't want her to be called Lexi. So that's why I did the I. I thought A-L-I-X. No one can say Lexi because it would be like Alex.
Well, actually, One of my ex-boyfriends did name me Lexi.
Oh, really?
Chad.
Oh, really?
His family named me Lexi.
Oh, really?
So, no. Well,
that didn't last.
So I always get the question, is my name actually just A-L-I-X? It's not short for anything. It's just Alex. Right?
Right.
That should be it.
That's it. So, yeah, I don't get to see her too much anymore. I would like to live closer to my children and see them all the time because they're, like, the happiest part of my life.
Aww. Yeah. We love you.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Me and my mom are, like, the same person that we're both rattling our feet the same way.
We do.
Like, that's why I think we would butt heads sometimes just because we're both so similar.
Yes.
Like, we're a little bit both crazy.
Yeah. So we've learned, I think each of us have learned a few skills to not irritate each other too much.
My mom is late to every single thing.
Not every single thing.
Every single thing.
No.
I don't think we've ever been on time
like
to something.
Not like a wedding or a graduation or something important.
I don't know about
communion.
That. What was that 20 years ago?
Everything else I'm
the one thing she can remember being on time to, I was in second grade. No, mom, I mean, like, love you to death, but being on time,
no, it's not my
there was like a rule that we would have to tell her and that I would have to like tell her boyfriends when they met her. I'm like, if you want her ready in 20 minutes, you have to tell her an hour. If you want her ready in 5 minutes,
you are worse than me now.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm not.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree, but you are worse than me now.
I'm,
and her father was used to be
with
always
work
on time.
And stuff I have to be to, I'm on time.
Okay. And so am I. Something that's important, but like dinner, maybe not. Maybe I'll be a few minutes late for every workout class. But it's not like uber important. If I don't make it,
uber.
I'm not going to devastate somebody. I don't want to be late for somebody's wedding or...
Our dog is taking a shit right in front of us right now. We have a great view of her squatting down. My mom has two dogs.
Yeah, Luna and Coda. You have to meet them. They're so cute. So cute.
I showed them before a little bit. But my mom has always been, she's an animal lover and always been into rescuing dogs. So a lot of the time we've had rescue dogs and... Some of them are nice, not nice. We had little whippersnappers. They would
We've only had
oh my god, Luna's turds are flying through the air.
What do you mean?
I literally just looked and saw a poop log flying in front of my face. What a great view. Welcome to our home.
You're Luna's favorite, just like Percy.
Yeah. All the dogs like me. I think I'm a dog whisperer.
Yeah.
In my second life. Or maybe
you and,
I was a
you
dog.
You and Luna kind of look alike, though.
Yeah,
they
I guess
have the
so.
Same eyes.
I guess so, yeah. My mom and dad got divorced when I was in like second grade. And you're not remarried. She's still in the dating pool. And I think, I don't know who, I definitely get my like relationship, like dating style or something from you.
Please don't. Hey, I was married with the same person for 18 years.
Yeah.
I was happy. Things happen, though.
But, like, I don't know.
But I got married dating. Young. You change and mature and grow into who you really are. So you just take your time a little bit. You're not going to rush into anything. Like, and you don't feel the...
Mm-mm-mm.
It was a little different when I was younger.
That scares me. The fact that people are my age and getting engaged, like, makes me, I don't know. I feel like I can barely commit to dating someone. I mean, you know this. I'm crazy.
Yes. But you have a good guy.
I do now.
Yes.
Mama approves of Braxton. But you also really like every boyfriend that I have. And then I break up with...
I am endeared to everyone. Every one of your boyfriends has been kind and... cute and sweet, but I didn't date them. But what I will tell you about the current boyfriend, Braxton, is what
she's like afraid to say his name. She's like, am I allowed to say it right now?
What I really, really liked about him is he's charismatic. He likes to have fun with Alex. He's not at all jealous or insecure around her. So That is very important to me and to her. It's hard to find somebody like that, is what I've told her. Not that she really listens to me, but he is encouraging. He's a friend. He likes to have fun. And he's has...
Cut off.
The phone is ringing.
On the internet, everyone says I go out too much, or they call me an alcoholic.
Okay.
What do you have to say to that?
I mean, I could see why people would think that, but you're only showing
that side of things.
That side of things, and that you did just graduate college. In college, most kids are doing the same thing, just in different degrees or different realms. Not everyone's in Miami.
From what you know of Big Al,
you just like to have fun.
Yeah, and I have a lot of energy, too. So a lot of people say that I'm doing drugs every night I go out. I'm just a fun time. Sorry.
You don't do drugs.
No.
No.
No. She goes,
no. I'm the same way. I'm old.
Yeah.
And all my friends say, I don't know how you have the energy to do what you do. And I want to go out. I'm social. But I also like to be around a good group of people and my good friends. And you're very fortunate, I think. That's one thing that I've seen in every avenue of your life right now. You have good friends from college, the people you are working with professionally right now, I'm very happy with. I'm very happy with the people that are surrounding you, as well as your boyfriend. And I'm just happy with everyone that surrounds you. I think everyone I've met has given me a good feeling. So it makes me more comfortable to know that the people that are surrounding you professionally are, I think, supportive of you and friendly.
But that's another big thing for me right now, is because growing up, I kind of struggled with having good girlfriends until probably later in high school. But middle school was brutal for me. I mean, you definitely remember this.
But why is because Alex was Alex. Always. No, I'm just saying, you were your personality always, and you didn't try to impress people or try to, if someone didn't like you or didn't want to be your friend, you weren't overly crying about it or trying. You know what? In seventh grade, one girl turned all the girls against her.
They did not like Big Al.
And Alex went and sat at the lunch table by herself because the other girl told no one's allowed to sit with Alex. And Alex told me about this, and I was like, I'm going to say something to the mother or say something. She goes, Mom, I don't care. I really don't care. I'm going to sit by myself.
I'm going to eat my sandwich alone at the lunch table.
And obviously she cared that, but all those other people were weak. And they were.
Get them, Mom. Get them.
They were weak and insecure, and they're all trying to follow the leader. And
yeah, I mean, middle school is also just a rough time for girls, and everyone's just mean, and I feel it's so bratty at that age. Now Isabel, my little sister, is 11 years old, is getting into middle school, and I'm like, oh god, because it was not a good time for me. I almost transferred. I wanted to transfer. We were looking at other schools because I didn't really have any friends. So I feel like that's something I really cherish now. And what you said about not striving or not caring if you don't fit in, I care, but not I wouldn't change who I am to be friends with someone. So that's another weird thing now, is not that people are fake and stuff, but people just care about if you have followers, they want to be your friend or something, and I don't care. I don't care if someone has 45 million followers or 45 followers. I like you or I don't.
Even when Alex started doing this, I didn't even know what she was doing. She would lock herself in the room. She'd come home on break from college, and I'd be like, we have to go to dinner. Let's go. And she'd have the door locked. I'm screaming at her, let's go. She's like, I'm working. I'm like, what the hell do you mean you're working? I'm like, we have to go to dinner. But this is before I knew she was doing anything. When I actually figured out that she actually was working and starting to make money and starting to do things, she went to different locations, LA, New York, and met a lot of girls that were in the same business as her. And
what, our dog is like eating it, the wires.
Well, she's scared to walk across it. She would tell me, Mom, some of these girls are so bitchy, they don't even want to talk to you. They don't like say anything to you. In this business that she went in, she's never lost being herself. She didn't try to fit in with these girls that were already maybe at the time, I don't know all the lingo, but had a lot more followers than her at the time, maybe. And she just was herself and stayed true to herself all through this, even to this day when whatever she's doing, she could be just taking her first bite of a sandwich and she hasn't eaten all day and someone comes up to her, Alex, can I take a picture of you? I've never seen her have like a negative look on her face. She's just appreciative and happy with all of her fans. Yeah.
So what do you think about like, because now people will come up to my mom and they're like, oh my gosh, you're Alex's mom. Can I get a photo with you?
Well, yesterday at the game, someone came up to me and was like, oh my God, you're Alex and Earl's mom. I'm from so-and-so. And I would just love to take a picture with you. My daughter loves you and blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, she saw Alex standing next to me. And I was like, she pushed me out of the
She was chopped liver. I turned around and I was like, oh my God.
She goes, Alex. I wasn't so popular after that.
But this has been kind of, and I feel like people don't get it when I say it, that just like, I don't know, we're just like a normal family. So people like coming up to us is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's like we're nothing surreal. Special
yeah.
over here. Something about me is that I am smart, but I do have blonde moments.
Oh, very blonde moments.
And I feel like my mom has seen a lot of them, but... you can tell them.
She is very smart and intelligent, but
I am
some very, very ditzy blonde, like the where I can't even believe she said that. Did you really say that? We had a dog trainer come to the house and he was trying to explain to Alex, and I think she was in high school, so not very young. Can you hold this? Because I have to. And the dog trainer was trying to show how to use a small water bottle to show how you would spray it at the dog if they did something wrong. And Alex, the dog trainer, holds up his hand, or he gives Alex the water bottle, and he said, hit my hand with the water bottle.
Yeah, so, why? Like, obviously, if he said hit, he should have said spray.
Well, she walked over and took the water bottle and hit his hand with it instead of spraying the water at his hand. So I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, Alex.
So basically, there was a dog trainer that came over and there was a spray water bottle for if the dog was being bad. And he gave me the water bottle and then put out his hand and said, hit my hand with the water bottle. I'm just taking things literally, and I take the actual plastic water bottle and like smack his hand, but really he meant to spray
his hand with the water.
And the look on this trainer's face when I hit his hand with the water bottle, he was like, in my 25 years of training, no one has ever come up to me and smacked my hand with the plastic water bottle. And I said, well, I don't know. Next time, clarify. Say spray. I didn't know.
She took it literally.
Yeah. Well, that was good. I'm happy you guys get to meet my mom a little bit. Well, thanks, Mom, for coming on.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. It's game day.
Yes, it is.
Wait, Penelope, speak.
Hello. Hello, Slay Batty.
We are going to the Dolphins game today. So NFL man Braxton, whatever you want to call him here, he is playing, and they're playing against the Jets. So they're in New Jersey, which just so happens to be where we are from. And my whole family is going to the game. But it's really funny because my family is just not the most equipped when it comes to sports. So I wanted to bring my family on here, introduce you guys, and I wanted to ask them some questions about football and see if they know anything. I didn't know what much more than a touchdown was up until like 4 months ago. So I'm not judging them. I just think it'll be funny because I don't even think anyone's going to know when to cheer.
I know which sides the goals are, so I'll cheer when I see that they have a goal.
Okay, so this is Penelope. This is my little sister who is...
They know me.
9 years old. You guys might have met my family on Call Her Daddy, but they're back.
Yeah. Okay.
So Penelope, do you know how many points a touchdown is?
3.
No. That's a field goal.
Oh, so that's a field goal. So, like, a touchdown's like a normal thing.
Uh-huh.
1 point.
No.
2 points.
It's 6, and then if you kick the extra thing, you get an extra point. Next question.
Okay.
Do you know how many teams are playing at once?
2.
Okay. Do you know how many people from each team are on the field at each point?
So I'd say like 15.
From each team?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 11, but that was close.
That's close. That's close enough.
Do you know what a flag is?
No, like American flag?
Oh my gosh, today's going to be a lot of fun. Do you know what a first down is?
I know a touchdown. I don't know a first
okay.
down.
What's better, a first down or a third down?
Third down. First down.
Yeah. Woo. So first downs are good. That's what I learned. I learned cheer. Okay. Cheer, bitch. All we know is that we're cheering for Braxton. Do you call him Braxton or an NFL man?
BB.
BB. Okay. All right. We need another family member in here. Family member number 2, Ashley. This is my stepmom.
Hi.
Okay. Do you know how many points a touchdown is?
Oh, man, it's between 2.
No.
2 points?
6 points.
6?
6. And then...
and then if you kick it, it's 1 point.
Okay.
You cheated. Did you look... Did you Google this?
No, I did.
She just got it wrong. That's how she knows.
Okay.
I
was going to say 3.
What's better, a first down or a third down?
Third down.
No.
First down.
I thought because it goes to the other team's turn.
So today's going to just, it's going to be so fun. We're just going to cheer.
I'm just going to have a few cocktails. Go Dolphins. Woo. We're going to be with the Jets.
Woo.
After this.
In the stands with the Jets screaming for the Dolphins.
Yeah. After this, can I perform my song?
Sure. How many teams are playing in one game?
2. That was a good question for me. Thank you. I appreciate that one.
Dad, get in here.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Now we have family member number 3. We have my dad here. We're expecting a little bit more out of you, Dad.
All right. It's a lot of pressure.
How many points is a touchdown?
6.
Penelope.
No, he got that before I told him.
What's better, a first down or a third down?
Better how?
Penelope. Like, what means the team's doing better if they get a first down? Okay, yeah. How many people are on the field at once?
11.
From one team or two teams?
One team.
Oh my God. Does Dad know stuff about sports that we don't know about? What does it mean when they throw a flag?
A penalty?
Yeah.
I knew that one.
How many points do you get from a field goal?
Three.
Dad, he's ready to go.
See?
He knows everything. I guess you passed.
Good job.
Yeah, who won the Super Bowl last year?
Kansas City.
Oh my God.
What is going on?
What's going on here?
Who's the Dolphins coach?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No, that's not fair.
Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. What number is Braxton?
That's easy.
Zero.
What position does Braxton play?
Wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
What?
What? He also does something else, though.
Now you're confusing me. Running back?
No. He does something returns.
Punt return?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how'd you know the punt return?
He's passed.
Done.
We're over you.
Throw it up. All right.
I'm so surprised, like, actually.
Family member number four, Isabel's here. She's the oldest out of my little siblings, so we're expecting more from you. All right, Isabel, how many points is a touchdown?
How many points?
Uh-huh.
Five.
Close. Six. How many points do they get if they kick the extra goal after?
The extra goal after?
Yeah.
Five.
No. One. How many teams are playing at once?
Two.
Mm-hmm. How many points is a field goal?
A field goal?
Mm-hmm.
One.
Three. How many sections are in a game? Like, is there like one? Is there halves? Is there quarters?
What?
Like, how is the game split up by time?
Into like quarters.
Yeah. Was that just a guess?
No.
Oh, okay. How many people from each team are on the field?
Like five or three. I don't. How many people are in a team again? All of them.
No. All of them. What position does Braxton play?
Oh, wide receiver.
Yeah. Good job. Okay. What's better, a first down or a second down, or a third down or a fourth down?
A third down.
No.
A first down?
Yeah. What team are you rooting for today?
Dolphins. I actually know some stuff. Okay.
Isabel only knows about football because of what?
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. She's obsessed with Taylor and Travis.
Yes.
That's the only way she knows. Isabel said that if the Chiefs and the Dolphins were playing each other, that she would vote for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
How disrespectful. Do you like Taylor Swift more than me? Okay, we have our last contestant coming in. Thomas, family member number five. He is my six-year-old brother. All right, what team are we rooting for today?
Dolphins.
Yay. What team is going down today?
Jets.
Woo! Oh, thank you. All right. What position does Braxton play?
Football.
How many points is a touchdown?
One.
Okay. And how many points do you think a field goal is?
Two.
Okay. What's better, a first down or a third down?
Third down.
All right. And how many people are playing on the field at once? Any thoughts in there?
I think he's glitching.
I know, yeah.
Thomas, you did amazing. We love you. All we know, you know, none of us really know anything. We're just rooting for Braxton today, right?
Mm-hmm.
He brought his Dolphins.
11!
11! Good job, see?
Do you know that this is our first football game?
Yeah, this is the Earl family's first football game. Let's go, Dolphins!
Whoa! Hands up!
Woo, woo, woo! Here we go. This is what they do. All right, bye.
It's time to get real with me. Holy hell. I went out last night for Thanksgiving Eve, back in Jersey. A little bar in Jersey never disappoints. I slept in my makeup feeling very crusty. I also have some stuff in my hair. Like, I don't know how, but it's all hard and like I must have dipped it in a drink. It's rock hard and I'm gonna have to put it in the sink. But we have a special guest today who's gonna be helping me clean and cleanse my face because she is the best at skincare. My little sister, Isabel, she's 11 years old. Here she is.
Say, I'm here.
Wait, let me, there we go. Say hi.
Hi.
So Isabel basically has all of Sephora in her bedroom. She has every skincare product. I'm like, I don't even know how you know what this stuff is. Like, she'll tell me when I'm using bad ingredients. So she's gonna help me out today. So mistake number one of the night, I almost got my sister's car stolen. I'm so sorry, Ashton, if you're listening to this. This is just a made up story and I'm lying. So my sister drives a Jeep Wrangler. It's so cool. It's like her baby. She loves it. And I took the wrong car keys last night. So when I walked inside, I was like, why isn't the car locking? Like, I just thought, I don't know. I was like, the battery's dead in the keys. Well, I don't know what's going on. Well, I get in the car this morning and I realized that I left the keys in her car. So her car was on like a main road in New Jersey where there actually has been a lot of like car thefts recently. And I left the keys just in the car unlocked. So I was making it real easy for anyone who wanted to rob and steal her car. Thank God it's all there and in one piece, but that was like pretty frightening this morning. We also left the straightener on last night, like all throughout the night. We woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, the straightener is red and beeping, and we left it on for like 12 hours. But we made it through without a stolen car and without a fire. Can you imagine if I just burned down Sally's house? That would have been bad. This is gonna feel so good. I feel like the crustiest rat right now. I feel rotten. You know when makeup remover gets in your eyes? I'm blinded right now. I can't see anything. She has a whole cart, I swear to God. What do I need first?
Okay, first we are going to use...
Oh, the spray.
Power 28 spray. Best thing in the world, close your eyes. It's really good.
Oh my God. So last night we went out to this bar. I went out with my friends Sally and Arden, and we saw all of our high school there because it's in the same town as my high school. And going out when you're back home is just another animal because you're seeing everyone that you used to go to high school with. I'm like, oh God, the memories these people have of me from high school. They probably think I'm crazy. But basically we pull up to the bar. There's a line around the corner, around the block. It's just how it goes every Thanksgiving Eve. It's mayhem at any bar you go to. And I don't know why at the bar I ended up crying like three times.
What? Why?
Because one girl came up to me and she was like, I listened to your anxiety episode on Hot Mess. And she was like, she started crying, so then I started crying. I know, I'm a loser. But she was like, it helped me so much. Come on.
Okay, we're gonna use my ordinary hyaluronic acid. I need to get it on my hand.
I was just thinking about being back with everyone that like I used to hang out with and in high school. And I feel like, I don't know what it is about being home, but I always get green tea shots here. I don't know if that's more of like a Jersey thing or more of like a bar thing, but green tea shots, they always get me because they taste really good. And honestly, they're the only kind of shots that I can like manage recently. When I take regular shots, I think maybe it's because I'm getting old, but I like just can't. Like, you see videos of me online and my face is just, I can't do it. Like, I take a shot and immediately my whole body wants to quiver up and die and run away. So, green tea shots were my friend last night.
Next, we're going to use the Bubble Cloud Surf and Daydream Serum. Big little skincare smoothie time.
Skincare smoothie. You're so good with this. Whatever, we have a fun night at the bar. And the whole time we were at the bar, I just was excited to go home and get food. Like, I started planning what I was going to order the second that we walked into the bar. And I got Wawa, of course, but I don't know what happened to me last night when I was ordering. It just did not go as planned. Like, I got the grossest food from Wawa that you've ever seen. Like, nothing that I normally get. And it was like this weird, like, it was like a quesadilla, but with like just like lettuce and like banana peppers. I don't know why I thought I
ordered the person that served you.
I thought I ordered better food. I don't know what happened. Do you think I'm a hot mess, Isabel?
Sometimes. Yes.
I'm just happy because today's Thanksgiving and I'm gonna feast. Like the mashed potatoes downstairs they smell so good. I think Isabel's really happy that I'm home because she was FaceTiming me the past 2 weeks every night leading up to me coming home.
Yeah.
Are you so happy that I'm here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're also getting, so far, 2 spas. So, apologies.
Yeah, every time I come home, once Isabel showed me these, like, facials that she gives, I don't do my own skincare or wash my face when I come home. I sit in her bed and make her do it for me.
And I do it.
Because you're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, more products than I do. She knows more than I do. Look at my hair from last night. What is this?
It's hard. I had a shower this morning because, like, I forgot to wash out my hair mask.
Well, this is not a hair mask. I think this is a drink or food. Apparently, I fell asleep in the ketchup.
Yeah, I definitely think that you should take a shower.
Will you wash my hair for me, too?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be home.
Now we're going to use Michael Recipe Avocado Serum.
What is this good for?
It's avocados. Oh, redness.
Oh. One of my best guy friends from high school was bartending last night, and that's also just another recipe for disaster because he was just like, he wasn't making us pay for any drinks, and he just was feeding us them. They gave me a drink in like a pint glass when I was like, this is definitely not a good idea for Big Al. I just love when bars feel like a jungle though. Like, that bar has like an inside, outside, upstairs, downstairs. Like, I love when you can kind of hop around and go to a bunch of different places. I mean, the bathrooms is always like an absolute war zone.
I'm running out of this stuff. Like, I really need more soon.
Wait, I have to show you this photo from last night because this guy came up to me and he was like, I own a sandwich shop and I have like a sandwich named after you, the pork roll and cream cheese sandwich that you get that I always post about. And he was like, it does so well, like whatever. So he's like, can we get a photo together? I'm like, yeah, of course. He starts like kissing my cheek and I was like, you could tell I was like uncomfortable. Also, Braxton's coming over for Thanksgiving. Did you not know that?
No, I knew. You called him Braxton.
Oh, I know. I feel like I should start.
Can we call him Braxton now?
Yeah, we can call him Braxton.
Guys, it's official. We can call him Braxton now, which means no more NFL man.
NFL man, we can
NFL
use something.
NFL man's dead.
NFL man died.
Guys, it's no more NFL man. It's Braxton now. Understand?
Do you like Braxton?
Mm-hmm. I think he's nice.
Isabel was, the whole time we were on vacation, was like begging us to start dating, and she was calling me every night. I was updating.
Her wish.
Yep, I was updating her throughout everything.
Best birthday wish.
We need to go get dressed for Thanksgiving.
Now.
In a little. I think we need to rot in bed for a little bit first.
Yeah, we can do that.
Isabel always rots in bed with me. She's like my bed rotting partner.
Bye.
You gotta say hi to all the girls.
Hi.
What's your name?
Thomas.
Thomas is my little brother. And how old are you, Thomas?
6.
Yeah. And where are we right now?
New Jersey.
But where are we? What room are we in?
The Dino Den.
Do you want to tell them a little bit about the Dino Den?
Sure. We got a lot of stuff. Yeah. This is crowded.
This room is a collection of all Thomas's dinosaur toys.
And some animals. You can see there's a dog over there.
Yeah.
A dog figure.
And this is where Lenny lives. Lenny is the bearded dragon.
He lives there.
Lenny's in hiding right now. He's sleeping in a Tonka truck. So you went to your first football game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Dolphins game.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
And who were we watching play?
Braxton.
Jinx, knock on camera.
Did he do a good job?
Yes, he won.
He won. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
I really don't want to say it, but I can't say it.
I know he's going to vote on December. He's going to win on December 1st. Obviously, Falcons.
Oh. Thomas, it's the Falcons in against the Jets.
I know, but I'm obviously going to vote for the Falcons.
Thomas does not like the Jets.
I don't like the Jets.
Yes.
Do you know that Braxton was on the Jets for like 4 years?
I know.
Oh. We don't care still.
Yeah.
Do you like Braxton?
Yes.
He's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I think he's your nicest boyfriend.
He's the... He wins nicest boyfriend. What is your favorite type of dinosaur?
Giganotosaurus.
And what is that one?
Okay, I can bring it over here.
Oh, okay. This is a Giganotosaurus?
Giganotosaurus.
Oh. What's your favorite activity to do with Alex?
Wake up in the middle of the night and get food.
Yeah. That is... Isabel likes to get midnight snacks with me.
I do, too.
Yeah. Thomas, what's your favorite thing to do with
me? She always plays with me. My favorite thing to do with her is hang out.
What do we do when we hang out?
Play, obviously.
Oh. You have four sisters. How's it dealing with four older, crazy sisters?
They're very nice. And... they protect me.
It is time for
a break.
A break.
Not just any break, though.
Oh, what break? A dance break. Tommy boy, dance break. Tommy boy, dance break. You've got some good moves.
Disco dance.
Disco dance.
Disco break.
It's a disco break. Do you think Alex is a hot mess?
Yeah.
Yes. Just kidding.
No, it's okay. I say I'm a hot mess.
Oh.
Is Alex messy?
Yes.
Oh, you know what would be good? Do you know at the end of the episodes, I do a What Would Alex Do segment, and I have girls write in about what would Alex do, and you could answer them about what you think I would do. What would Alex do? Question number one. So you have to answer this as if you're thinking you're Alex. Like, what would Alex do? One girl wrote in and she said, how do I get over a boy who I have been stuck on for 2 years who's really toxic? What would Alex do in that situation?
Like, help somebody other or like
no,
you?
No, like if I was in a toxic relationship, what would I do?
You'd like get angry at him, obviously. And you'd call for backup, which I would be the backup, and I would kick him.
Oh, okay, that's good.
In his stomach.
Okay, that's good. Hey, Big Al, I just broke up with my first boyfriend so I could work on myself, but I don't even know where to start with personal growth, self-improvement. What advice do you have for putting yourself first and getting your confidence back? What would Alex do?
I think you should just be you and do what you love.
Penelope, have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yes, she has.
Have you experienced heartbreak?
Yeah.
You have? And what did you do after your breakup to feel better?
Got angry at him.
You got angry at him?
Why'd you guys break up?
You can take him.
Because it happens. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. It didn't work out. It didn't work out.
You were six.
No, it wasn't.
So what did you do after your first breakup to feel confident again and feel happy?
I complimented people. Said to strangers that they look beautiful.
And that makes you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
That's good advice. So acts of kindness
mm-hmm.
will help you feel better?
Advice from a 9-year-old. My best friend of 10 years just got her first boyfriend, and she's completely ghosted me and I've only seen her 3 times since. What do I do?
I feel like you'd call her and say, this is like really hurting my feelings. And if they don't answer, then you could do a voicemail and say, this is just really hurting my feelings. And if you don't feel like you're hurting me, then I guess you're not my true friend.
Why are kids so practical? Like, this is such good advice.
Letting it off your chest would make you feel so much better in so many ways that you wouldn't be, like, stressing out, and you wouldn't be, like, angry, and you wouldn't be sad and crying. Letting it off your chest to the person who you want to let it off to would help you so much more than just keeping it all in.
This is great advice, Penelope. Maybe you should take over this podcast instead of me.
Excuse me.
How to deal with a toxic friend that's talking about me behind my back to other girls.
I'd say the other girls told me that you aren't being really nice, and I want to know what happened between us, because whatever happened between us, I didn't do anything wrong. So if anything happened between us, you could have just told me instead of talking behind my back and hurting people's feelings. Hurting people's feelings isn't the way to go. And karma will come back at you.
Karma always comes back, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people ask how they should reach out to other girls or, like, make new friends. Like, how to go about making new friends.
I'd say just hang out with them a lot and express yourself to them so they can get to know you a lot more. And then once you feel like you're ready to ask them, you could ask, do you want to be my friend? Or, like, hang out and, like, go get Starbucks and just hang out like that and just hang out for, like, a while and then ask, do you want to be my friend? And then you guys will become besties for life.
So, how many boyfriends has Alex had?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
I know the answer.
Only I know the answer.
3.
No.
4.
Okay.
At the game?
Yeah.
5.
Shh. No. 11?
I have not had 11 boyfriends.
No, including high school.
7.
Including high school.
7.
Oh.
No.
8.
Wait, less or more than 7?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, this is number 5.
No, be quiet.
I said 5.
Uh-uh.
You said no.
You said 11.
No. I said 4, and then I said 5, and then I said 11. Mm-hmm. Isabel keeps saying got with me, but.
Sticking out your gut for the Rizzler.